Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There are few women, few people for that matter, I know who bring more intelligence to bear on the war for the free world and have done so for longer than our friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our Vice President for Research and Analysis, Claire Lopez. Claire brings with her to this important position a wealth of experience, much of it inside the intelligence community, as a matter of fact. She served for some 20 years as a clandestine officer in the Central Intelligence Agency. She's been very actively contributing to the public policy debate, notably, but not exclusively, through her writings through the center, a couple of monographs to her credit. She edited the terrific book, Sharia, the Threat to America, and you can find her in many of the videos that we've produced at the center's securefreedom.org website. Claire Lopez, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always good to have you with us, and thank you for giving us a full hour of your time. There's so much to talk about. I'm very keen to do so with you.
Oh, isn't there? Thank you, Frank. I'm very glad to be with you.
Well, unfortunately, not much of it is good, but we'll work our way through it and benefit from your counsel as to what should be done about it. Let's start, Claire, with the latest acts of violence against police officers in Baton Rouge. Give us a flavor of what seems to be going on, both in that immediate instance, but more broadly at the moment.
Well, the shooter in Baton Rouge, and this would have been yesterday on Sunday, the 17th of July, was Gavin Eugene Long. He formerly was a member of the Nation of Islam, although it's not clear that he still was as of the time of the shooting. And obviously, he had planned out his attack against Baton Rouge police officers, killing three, injuring three more, one of whom we understand is still fighting for his life in the hospital. He's not the only one. He is just the latest. As we recall, unfortunately, just a short few days ago was the massacre of police officers in Dallas, Texas. And when you look at the social media pages, for instance, of these individuals, Micah Xavier Johnson was the shooter there in Dallas, killing five police officers. And you look at his feed online, it is just hate-filled screed against police officers. Certainly, it's terribly racist stuff, very violent stuff. And this is apparently coming to a head this hot summer of 2016.
Claire, speaking of the hot summer, things that seem to be contributing to how hot it will be is the convergence, it would appear, of several different, well, forces, shall we say. I'm not sure whether they're exactly organized groups or factions even, but forces in our polity. You've mentioned one that this chap in Baton Rouge was previously associated with, namely an Islamist group known as the Nation of Islam. There are, of course, the Occupy folks of sort of Alinskyite fame and agendas. And then, of course, there are the black grievance mongers, the Black Lives Matter, perhaps the new Black Panther Party. Is there evidence that you're familiar with that these folks are actually converging, joining forces to afflict our society and not just our police officers?
Yes, unfortunately there is. You're exactly right, Frank. Well, what we're seeing is what I've been calling an unholy alliance among, just as you say, three, you might think disparate, but now linked sets of groups, maybe the way to put it. The first I would name is the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood and all of its affiliates and its umbrella organization, the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations. Prominent in this grouping is CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations and its executive director, Nihad Awad. The second grouping, led by the Black Lives Matter movement, racist, violent, anti-American street thug type of organizations, and a lot of their associated black nationalist, black separatist groups that literally some of them call for carving out a separate nation within a nation for blacks within America. The third grouping, I call them the Alinskyite anarchists, and these are truly those who follow the rules for radicals' ideology of Saul Alinsky, and include groups like MoveOn.org, Occupy Wall Street, F the Police, Communist Party USA, and others affiliated with them. And then what I guess I should add to that list of three are the funders whose money keeps them all going. And prominent among these funders is one George Soros, but there are others.
Claire, this sort of red-green axis, now perhaps red-green-black axis, has been, of course, documented, among other things, by a terrific book by our colleague Jim Simpson of that name, The Red-Green Axis. You've also been covering this. We have some videotape of a woman who has invoked this idea of revolution from the stage of the Muslim American Society, another of these Muslim Brotherhood fronts in the United States. Give us a flavor of the particular role being played by this group that I suspect most of us have never heard of, the U.S. Council on Muslim Organizations.
Sure. Well, the woman you are referring to is one Khalila Sabra, African-American convert to Islam, who appeared some months ago at a conference, and she is an employee of a Muslim Brotherhood front group, Muslim American Society, but also works as a consultant or a contractor for Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice, where she provides advice on immigration matters. And what she said in her video sums up what we're talking about here, I think. And this video posted to the Center for Security Policy website and also available on YouTube at this point. And she said, "We are the community that staged a revolution across the world. If we could do that, why can't we have that revolution in America?" Now, when she said we, I suspect she was referring to the Muslim Brotherhood, of which she's a part. But she's touching on this red-green axis precisely that Jim Simpson did such a good job of describing in his book, the monograph for the center of that name, Red-Green Axis, which is the alliance among the Muslim Brotherhood groups. And in the United States, yes, plus Black Lives Matter. The umbrella group that we're talking about here is called the USCMO, U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations. By the way, there are councils of Muslim organizations just like this, umbrella groups of Muslim Brotherhood member groups all across the world, in particular the Western world, meaning Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and other places.
And but is there here, in the United evidence? States, yeah, is there evidence of their collaboration globally? And to what end, Claire Lopez?
Well, the evidence of the global network was on full view at a February 2016 conference. The first international conference of Muslim councils in the West took place in Crystal City, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., where these representatives from all over the world had gathered. And there we saw not just the representatives of Muslim Brotherhood groups all over the country and the world, the Western world in particular, but envoys from the U.S. government. For instance, the U.S. envoy to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, Arsalan Suleiman, was there. We had Representative Keith Ellison, a Democratic representative from Minnesota, as a keynote speaker.
The first Muslim in the United States Congress. Yeah. Hey, Claire, we've got to pause for just a moment. Eyes. When we come back, I want to ask a little bit more about this agenda of the U.S. CMO, the U.S. Council of Muslim Organizations, and its political agenda. And we'll use that as the springboard to move into some other areas as well with Claire Lopez of the Center for Security Policy right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.